get back to work. Time to roll up the sleeves. Time to get it done. North Korea. North Korea front and center today. Big surprise. As the president's come out talking strongly about that. We'll talk about what those in the White House say about it. Of course, those on the left are all up in arms. Shocking, actually. Dinesh D'Souza will be here today with his brand new book. And The Soft Stupidity of Low Expectations are all straight ahead. You've got it. We're locked, cocked, and ready to rock. Welcome back. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot-on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on a Thursday. Glad to have you here for the conversation. I've got a lot to say. I've been gone for a few days, as you well know. And a lot of things I'd like to cover today with you, a whole pile of things over here that have piled up over the last few days I'd like to start with. But first, nothing more pressing than Korea, of course. And what's going on with North Korea? The president coming out and in no uncertain terms saying, if you don't pull back, if you don't stop threatening the United States, Japan, South Korea, and others, it's going to lead to a violent end, not only to the comments, but possibly to your entire nation. Now, those comments sparked a harsh reaction from those on the left. I couldn't believe what I was seeing yesterday as I was plugging back in. Those on the left saying that Donald Trump was causing a war and triggering a war with Korea. Now, let me get this straight. Over the past few weeks, North Korea has launched missiles toward Japan on two or three or four different occasions, several times since Donald Trump has become president. North Korea has continued to rattle its saber and provoke a response. North Korea has continued to develop a missile program, a nuclear program, a program to deliver nuclear warheads, not only to its region, but now, many experts say, all the way to New York City. And yet, despite all of this, despite the fact that this was put on the desk of this president because of the weak-willed behavior of the past three presidents, those on the left are so outraged that Donald Trump won the election in November, they will blame him for the problem with North Korea. It's repugnant behavior by those on the left. Their venal comments and their venal mentality should be called for what it is and called out. It began with Bill Clinton's horrible deal with North Korea. Horrible deal with North Korea that has led us down this path where North Korea has continued to develop nuclear weapons. We negotiated with Bill Clinton. We negotiated with George W. Bush. Barack Obama continued to negotiate. And where did that get us? It solved nothing. Kim Jong-il passed the torch to Kim Jong-un, and the development of nuclear weapons continued. We as Americans cannot sit idly by and allow for the hermit kingdom to have nuclear weapons pointed at the rest of the world with their finger on the trigger, threatening people all of the time. It's just not acceptable. Any more than it would be acceptable for Iran to have nuclear weapons, which I can assure you will not happen without a dust-up, maybe something much more serious. The problem with North Korea and the problem created by the former president, Bill Clinton, by putting this deal in place, is that there's no way to get out of this without mass casualties, most likely. You see, the North has 10,000 artillery pieces, all facing south. Seoul, South Korea, is only about 35 miles from the DMZ. We've been standing on that peninsula for going on 70 years. We've accomplished little. North Korea has advanced its military aspirations, its hatred for anything that stands in its way. That's why they're now threatening Guam as a target, possibly, or Anchorage, Alaska, or Seattle, or Los Angeles, or, yes, some people even think New York. Now, the Japanese say that they can take out any missiles that are volleyed, but the fact of the matter is, if North Korea sends a missile, and it reaches land anywhere in the place, as I just mentioned, any place that is U.S. soil, any place in Japan, any place that would threaten our allies, it is an overt act of war, and the results would speak for themselves. Now, when the president lays that out, that it would be clear, fire and fury, of course, the left goes crazy. Well, how can he say that? What would you have him say? That we welcome a nuclear-armed North Korea? That we welcome the idea of a madman dictator who murders his own family members to stay in power, who feeds literally to the tigers, his uncle? We want this guy to have nuclear weapons. It's pretty clear the last three administrations, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, all failed miserably in reeling in the North Koreans. So what would you have America do, regardless of who is in the White House? Regardless of who is in the White House, it leaves America with very few options. And there's not a good one now, to be honest with you. If there's an armed outcome, if there's a military result of what's going on, none of these end well for millions of people. Going back to the 10,000 artillery pieces pointed south, those alone would take days or weeks to neutralize, while those in the south would be pounded, maimed, and murdered. It's time to bring the Korean War to an end. It's time to bring the Korean War to an end once and for all, whether it's diplomatic, we would all prefer. We don't see how that's possible. Bill Clinton laid the groundwork for the North Koreans to be checked from time to time, and yet here we stand. And to go with that now, we have the Iranian deal that'll produce the same poison fruit. Just a matter of how much time it takes to get there. And make no mistake that these two rogue regimes work together. The Iranians and the North Koreans pass information back and forth. Therefore, when you're watching one, the other could make a move. And while all this is going on, you've got the Russians with a glassy look in their eyes staring at Ukraine, thinking to themselves, we'd like to have that back. So you have all sorts of complicating factors, and these people want to blame Donald Trump. I may not agree with all of his tweets. I may not agree with a lot of what he does. But he didn't set the table for this problem. That's clear. That's certain. Good to be back, by the way. I've got a lot to talk about. Steve Gruber back from vacation here on the Steve Gruber Show. A lot of good things to talk about as well. 14 after. Sit tight. We'll be right back.